Welcome to Soul Chat, a platform created by queens, recognized queens, to help bring out the queen in you and helping you master yourself holistically. We aim to be the light at the end of the tunnel with topics and guests that speak to your soul. So join us as we take you on an epic journey with powerful people sharing powerful stories and tools to bring out the best in you. So today, I'm going to be doing a solo episode, and I thought this episode was so important because I always have people in my inbox messaging me, commenting on my posts. Usually it's typically goes down in the DMs, and you know, you're out there and you're probably struggling with mindset, or you're struggling with really what I see is being very reactive to life. So maybe that's a coworker, maybe that's just your circumstance that you're in. It could be a number of things, but pretty much you're being reactive. So what does that mean? So instead of waking up and starting your day on a right foot, right? You probably wake up and you are starting your day worried, you're starting your day anxious, you're starting your day on the wrong side of the bed, if you will, right? And then you go to work, and then you're just living life, and you're going through the motions, and it's just like, why can't I get out of this circumstance? Why can't I change? Why can't things change, right? And you know the quote, it says, life is only as good as your mindset. So I thought this was so important because it's literally been at least five people that have been in my inbox just like, hey, I just can't get this together. I don't know what's wrong with me. Am I creating my reality? What's going on? And at the end of the day, one of the things that is extremely grounding for me, and I call it an anchor, is remembering that I am a spirit having a human experience, right? So I know that seems like this big woo-woo spiritual thing, but that is just a fact and that is a truth. Unfortunately, the minute we open our eyes and we're in our conscious brain, our waking brain, we forget this. We forget why we are on this planet. We forget our bigger purposes, right? And this just leads to being unsatisfied, being unfulfilled, and not living in your calling. And even if you are trying to live in your calling, you may be still experiencing this struggle, this friction filled life. So I just wanted to hit home a couple of concepts with this podcast because struggle is a choice. And as much as you're like, I'm not choosing to struggle, I'm not choosing to, you know, have altercations with people at work, you are. Because when you change your perspective, literally, you could be looking at the same thing and that thing will change. And I am living proof of that because I work diligently towards my mindset. And the tools that we've been sharing with you guys, the things that we're suggesting to do every single day, I mean, these are the things that change your mindset because this is all scientific, right? Once you understand how your brain works and you understand that it's just doing what it's meant to do, which is protect you, keep you safe, and all those good things, this is why we experience friction. This is why we experience, you know, trying to reach our best selves. And it feels like friction because you're literally creating a new program. You're literally trying to erase what you've always known, how you've always reacted, and it gets very scientific, and that's why it becomes friction filled. But if you're someone out there and you're like, you know, you feel like you've lost hope, you can't change your life, I just want to let you know that there are possibilities. And one of the acronyms I use is SIMPLE, which stands for small intentions multiply the possibilities of life every day, right? Possibilities are the endless things that could happen to us on a positive note, right? You can't change the crappy stuff that's going to happen in life, but you can change your perspective. And the more that we understand that, and the more that we open our eyes and we understand that, and we act on it, right? The more that we act on it, this is how we change the future. This is how we change our circumstances. This is how we change, you know, the road that we're traveling. Because like I said, you can't change the crappy things in life. Just because you might have more money, just because you might be living your best life, does not mean that things will not happen along the road. Bumps and bruises. That's life, right? We're just here to learn and experience all the feels. And we can't expect to be in a state of bliss 24/7, but we can create that. We can create that in our own mind. So one of the things that's really, really, really important, let's just take a step back, is that when you are waking up in the morning, okay, you have to learn how to master your morning. Because if you master your morning, you can begin to master your mind, right? if you can't master your morning, let's try this at night, right? Because at the end of the day, these are the two periods of time when your mind is most open to suggestion, right? Before bed, right? You're relaxing. Hopefully, you're not taking your problems to bed. Many of us are. So this is a habit you should not be doing at night. This is a habit you should not be doing in the morning. And trust me, you guys, this is scientific, right? Chemicals in your brain that are being released that are rewarding you for scrolling, that are rewarding you for going on social media, right? So if you're waking up to social media and you're going to bed to social media, you're doing many things. You're comparing yourself to other people. You're asking yourself why my life isn't that great. I wish I could be taking vacations. I wish I can have more money. I wish I could be, you know, as brave as her, as whatever as her, right? You're comparing. That's what we all do on social media. So it's so important that if you really want to change your mind, you got to change your habits. And you have to be aware, because I am not exempt from this as well, and knowing that you can't be waking up to social media. You can't wake up and go to sleep to social media and then wonder why your life isn't where it needs to be. I mean, how many times have you been on your phone and you're on Facebook for an hour and you've gotten nothing done for the day, right? We want to be productive. We want to be able to at least be productive over our minds, right? So you want to wake up, you want to give yourself that space to really imprint on what do you want to happen for your day, okay? Affirmations. If you're someone who's like, hey, I'm always anxious, I'm always worried, I'm always afraid, I'm always, you know, not knowing where, you know, my next paycheck's going to come from, or, you know, it feels unpredictable to you. So this is when you insert affirmations. You insert doing this every single day. And I'm sometimes appalled that people do not invest in this. And right, I said simple. So simple, this is such a simple tool for you. And it's really going to change the projection of your life, because how else are you rewriting that program? How else are you telling your mind what you want it to think? You're not doing it if you're on social media. I don't even care if you only follow quotes pages, right? That are inspirational. I don't care if you only follow inspirational pages. Social media is a comparison mechanism. So unless you're a business and you're on there to sell and to help people, you know, at the end of the day, many other people are just on there scrolling and comparing, right? And then figuring out what can I post so that people can like my posts, right? And we get a little jump from that when people are liking our posts and liking, you know, our cool pictures and how pretty we are. So it's about really mastering your morning. That's just step number one. Okay, that's step number one, because it's about getting the tides and the channel. Let's just use this as a radio station. Let's get the radio station going in a direction that is beneficial to you. If you're waking up and you're on the wrong side of the bed every single day, right? That's just not the way to live. And although it's going to take work, and although it's going to feel stressful to change, all change is stressful. Can be stressful, can be challenging, but that doesn't mean it's not worth it. That doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. That doesn't mean you shouldn't keep moving forward, right? And it's the small intentions that you're going to be doing every single day. So the first thing is you want to master your morning. The second thing is you have to take note of these things that are triggering to you. So if you get triggered by money, if you get triggered by other people, like questioning your worth at work, if you get triggered by rude people, right? Instead of reacting, which is feeling offended, you know, about this circumstance, you basically take a step back and you go, okay, this triggers me, so I need to change how I react next time, right? When that fellow employee of mine was rude when I said good morning to her, instead of reacting to her mood, like that's the mood that she's in, and by you reacting, she basically just assisted you in stepping into her vibration. No, we don't want to do that. We want to let people step into our vibration, and the way that we do that is not taking it personal, right? Change the perspective, not taking it personal and knowing, hey, I'm in control of me. I'm having a great day and I'm going to continue to have a great day. And maybe just by me being nice and smiling at her, she'll have a great day as well. I'm not talking about winning people over and kissing bums. You know what I'm saying? But I am saying change the way you view it and don't take it personal. If you've never read the Four Agreements, that's one of the agreements. First agreement is always keep your word. Don't make assumptions, right? Do your best. And don't take things personally, because we take so many things personally when 99.9% of the time it's not about us, right? Things that are appearing in our life are just tools and signs to show us either how we're vibrating, how not to be, how to have more forgiveness, how to have more empathy, how to have more love. You know, it's just teaching us different things. And the more that we can actually step into that light, that truth, that's how we change our lives. Right? Let's take it back to the beginning, what I said. We are humans having we are spirits having a human experience. And the more that we can remember that, the more that we can operate in that, this is how we live life with ease, grace, and flow, right? Doesn't that sound better for you? Ease, grace, and flow. Doesn't that feel better to experience ease, grace, and flow instead of friction every day? But I just wanted to remind you that that friction is already happening in your mind. And unless you're actually doing the work to release that, to see, you know, what are your triggers, to see what are the things in your past that you're holding on onto that are creating this mindset, that are creating the triggers in your mind, that when someone doesn't say good morning to you, all of a sudden in your mind, you think they're trying to say you're not worthy, they're disrespecting you. It's not about that. It's really not about that. So as a whole, we have to really take a step back. We have to grab our power back. We have to grab our light back, right? Y'all remember that saying where she said, ain't nobody got time for that, okay? We need to grab back our time, and we need to stop wasting our years, our days, our hours, our minutes of being in worry, anxiety-filled situations and being aware of the things that are placing us into that state, which number one is social media. In 2019, that's just what it is. It's social media. So if you're waking up on your phone, you're going to have to change your patterns and your habits so that you can at least start the day with some big intentions within the first 60 minutes, not getting on our phones, right? Reading something inspirational, listening to a meditation. If you guys have not been over to YouTube, we got meditations for moms, meditation for money, I am affirmations. I would start with the I am affirmations. Even the one for the women of color is just amazing because there's beliefs that are circulating in our minds that we don't even know are happening. Many of us are not even aware that we have beliefs that are placed upon us that are not our beliefs, right? It's kind of like when you tell someone your big idea and they're like, oh girl, I don't think that's going to work out, right? And then a week later, you're in your mind like, oh my God, I just don't think it's going to work out. That wasn't even your belief, but because they placed it upon you, energy is energy and it's transferable, believe it or not, you know, and then they have you doubting yourself. So it's so important to protect our energy, to cultivate the energy we want, to cultivate the environment we want in our homes. And if you guys love this episode and you like what I'm sharing, just let me know and I can share more about this and I can give you more tips. But from the beginning, I just want you to know you got to start your days more powerful. You got to get a grip on it. You got to start your days powerfully. You got to end your days powerfully so you can get out of the habits of doing the things that make you feel like you're not in control and start doing the things to make you feel like you are in control. That way you can change this radio station so that you can stop operating in darkness and you can start operating in light and be able to see the world from a different perspective and know that you're supported, you're guided, and you're being sent messages of where to go, how to go, all the time. But unless you tune into that, you're just never going to see that. You're just never going to see that. And let me tell you, we all get a little off track, okay? And that's why self-care is so important. We all get a little off track. We all forget once in a blue. But at the end of the day, it's our job to really figure out why we're here, figure out our purpose, and just live fulfilled and in peace and not in chaos and friction all the time. Okay, so as always, you guys know, real recognize real, queens recognize queens. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at instagram.com/queensrecognizequeens, facebook.com/queensrecognizequeens. You can join our free group, Wear Queens Chat. I also have a paid mastery group that is only $49 per month, and I'm giving you the tools and the resources to rise. Not only am I giving you the tools, but we have monthly calls where I am catering to you guys. We are doing challenges. We are just really elevating and investing in our best version of ourselves. If you're interested in that, you can head over to queensrecognizequeens.com. And you're going to click on membership and you can join today. Thank you for tuning in to Soul Chat with your host, Ebony Tatora. Make sure you hit the subscribe button, leave a review, and if you love it, share it with your friends. And make sure you join us next week for another conversation with your soul, bringing you thought-provoking conversations that require you to look a little bit deeper than the surface.